Hi, I'm Rob Pritchard and I'm the sports editor at Manx Radio. It's been another successful couple of months for Ireland-based mixed martial arts club Summit Grappling Academy. Having already excelled in other events throughout the year, one of its star competitors, Hayley Curtis, has been adding to the Academy's medal tally in Europe in recent weeks. But Curtis isn't the only one continuing to shine on the international stage. And what's more, for the first time, the Isle of Man will play host to some of the world's top grappling competitors next month. We recently caught up with Curtis and the Academy's head coach, Conrad Roberts, to hear about Hayley's recent successes in Europe and what the club has planned on Ireland in a few weeks' time.
So a couple of weeks ago, I went to Rome to compete in the European Championships, where I brought home gold for my division and gold in the open weight category as well.
And just to add, as you say, the open weight as well as your own division as well. So in a lot of senses, when you do find yourself in that open class, it can be a real step up depending on opposition and all sorts of things as well. But from your side of things, not just to win your division, but to win the open class, you know, where does that kind of rank in your season or last couple of years so far?
It's kind of following that sort of the upward trajectory I've been on. So it was unexpected. I thought my division, I kind of just thought I'd have a decent chance, but obviously wasn't like guaranteed. But I wasn't even, with coming back from injury, we weren't even sure if I was going to be even in the open weight category because it all just depended how I felt afterwards. So to go on and win that as well was very much a surprise. A good surprise.
Just on that point, in the last 12 months, as you've just alluded to there, you have been dealing with a number of injuries that you've kind of had to, I suppose, recoveries have had to fit in and around what you've wanted to do. Within what you can tell us, could you just explain a bit of the challenges of some of the injuries you've had and how you've been able to manage them to do the events that you have done?
Yeah, I think I got injured the day before I left to travel to the Europeans last year, and that's my favourite kind of competition of the year, so I was absolutely gutted to miss it, and I spent the next sort of 6 months injured. Coming back briefly, where I competed in February, got injured again with a different injury, came back in May and I competed then, got injured quite badly in that competition by an opponent, and have just gone back after 5 months out with a knee injury. So it's been a long year of time of having time out, having to actually rehab properly and try and keep other things up like my fitness. It's been a challenge, but I've not done too bad, I don't think.
It shows obviously incredible discipline on your behalf as well, both physically and mentally, to get around that and still achieve as well. But I suppose what kind of support, if any, have you had from the likes of, you know, Summit Grappling and other people around you to kind of make sure that you're staying on the right track within what you yourself are already doing?
Yeah, so as part of my kind of training regime, I do there's strength and conditioning programs. I've obviously had my physio on board as well with my rehab, making it specific to the sport, and trying to keep on top of my nutrition and stuff and just manage the rest of it where I can, and then adapt my training as I was coming back, but also increased extra coaching, prepping other people for competitions to keep my eye in as well as help other people out.
And looking forward now, of course, people will have seen and read about and heard about some of the successes that you've had over the last couple of years. Just to put it into context, again, for those who maybe don't know the system and the processes, where does this leave you at the moment in both the European and international rankings and, I suppose, divisions, if you like, because you've really climbed the ladder in the last few years?
Yeah, for my specific division, I'm ranked second in the world at the minute. And across my sort of belt and age, but across all weights within that, I am ranked fourth in the world at the minute.
Excellent. Well, Conrad, we're going to come to you now because Summit Grappling Academy, busy throughout the year as always. But of course, there's something a little bit different that's going to be coming up towards the end of the year, next month, in fact, to be precise. So what can you tell us about?
Okay, so we just thought it would be nice to do something else on top of all the other things we're trying to achieve. And having gone to many of an event where which is slightly different than what Hales has done there, which is an IBJJF open competition, there's also super fights, they call them, and or invitationals, where you're literally being invited. Hayley has done one before called Enyo, which is like the biggest women's one in Europe. And we thought, well why not do it in the Isle of Man? We've got a lot of talent here on the Isle of Man amongst the various clubs that are involved in grappling. But also we've managed to bring over some really high quality names and coaches in the past few years. And having met sort of people within the industry sort of worldwide on our travels, mainly when Hales has been competing and a few others from the team made those connections, and we thought, well, why not do our own invitational? So basically that involves us going out and matchmaking, and we're utilising a lot of our sort of friends in the industry in the UK to help with that side of it. But it's very much a Manx event. It's very much Isle of Man centric in regards to even the name, which is Jekeris, coming from the Isle of Man's motto. And everything about it, even the adverts and everything else that we do for it is about the Isle of Man. A lot of these other invitational grappling events sort of end up being in different places in the UK or Europe, and ours will, if we do this again, hopefully we will, it will always be the Isle of Man. And it's another way to highlight the Isle of Man, highlight the grappling scene, to bring people over to conduct seminars, to get more people involved in the sport itself, but also to put on a really good show. We're lucky that we've got such a significant amount of professional people in these industries, in the production side of it, with ELS and Alt Lodge and people like that, that are already involved in major things like the TT and things like that already. So they're very professional, they know what they're doing, and they can add something to what we're doing with this event. So basically, yeah, it's on Saturday the 6th of December. It's at the Roundhouse, which is obviously, you know, fairly new, so it's a great place to do it. It's within there. We're going to transform the sports area within it, and having a good time working together with Cassie and the team there, who have been brilliant to help us out to make it happen. And it's perfect for sort of viewing with the amount of seating that we have there as well. And we're going to have refreshments and merch, and basically we're going to have some of the best grapplers in the world. And that's, I'm really not downplaying that at all. They are the people that, if anyone kind of knows, that we're looking at ex-UFC fighters and people that have appeared on things called ADCC and CJI, which are the biggest kind of events in the world.
So on top of what you mentioned around the upcoming tournament as well, one of the things I believe as well that you're quite keen on is that it's not just going to be focused on one discipline. It's going to be opened up to try and attract people who are involved or interested in different disciplines in terms of martial arts, because there are, of course, plenty.
Yes, so we would hope that it would appeal to sort of anyone that's involved in any sort of combat sports, because we are bringing people that that have done a wide array of combat sports. One person we're speaking to is an ex-UFC fighter, so obviously MMA is a mix of a number of martial arts. So anyone that has an interest in that, or anyone that wants to come and see something that's different, the production will be, as we've said, very, very professional. So that alone, and it very much is a family-friendly event. And people can see, if maybe they've had an interest or heard about what we do, they can see it at literally the highest level. So bringing that as a over to the island for people to just to see it will be good, I think. And then hopefully from that, people may decide that they want to try it, and that's even better for the clubs that exist on the island, to maybe come and try it on the back of it. And hopefully then it becomes a regular thing, and we continue to bring people over to the island and open it up, and so many of the local businesses can benefit from that as well.
When you mention things like, exposure, if you like, and showcasing, obviously Summit Grappling Academy, and under its previous guise as well, has already made a name for itself at senior and junior tournaments in the UK and beyond as well. So what more do you think a tournament like this could add, not just in the next year, but in the future, to what the Academy is already doing?
I think one of the main things, that will do a dual benefit, really, is bringing these names over to the island. So, if they provide seminars for our team or any of the other teams that are on the island, of which there's a few now. If they come over, do the seminars, and I think one thing that we'd love to do is be able to have a camp, like if we were to do it next year, where the competitors will do seminars, training sessions for anyone that wants to come over for it, or any of the clubs that are here, so they get to train with them, and then ultimately then get to watch them in their matches at the weekend, say, and then that is obviously then available on pay-per-view as well, sort of around the world, and it will appeal to people around the world, because it's very much a growing sport, and there's a lot of people that watch these things. So Yeah, I think that's the main thing, to bring more people here so we're exposed to that level of coach and competitor, and that will really benefit the scene as a whole.
Hayley, if you want an individual perspective, and Conrad, I suppose, on the Academy's wider perspective, outside of this tournament that we got planned in December, what plans have you, Hayley, and the Academy as a whole got coming up in the next few months?
Personally, for me, my next one is Worlds in Vegas next month. Wasn't originally on the plan, but after doing better than expected at Euros, it'd be rude not to give it a go.
Yeah, I think especially with Hales there, so it wasn't. So Hales has signed up to do the British. So we took a team over to do the British, and which is in the gi, obviously the kimono, judo type suit, and we had our biggest success. We brought back so many wins across the board from juniors and seniors. It was such a great result. I think it was 8 gold and then mm-hmm. a large number of silvers and bronzes that were won. A really good result. And then we've got people that are competing in the British, which is literally the weekend after Chekaris. And like I say, Hayley was going to do that, but because of her ranking and because of how well she did at the Europeans, it makes sense for her to go to Worlds again. She'll be her second time doing it, and I think she's got a really good chance of doing well there as well. So there's that, and then we did a really successful beginners program, which has really worked, and we've had such a good amount of people that are so keen that have come on board. It's so nice to see, and we're going to run another one of those in the new year, and that will give opportunity for people to come along and give it a go and learn at the same pace. It's a 6-week course, and the learning the fundamental aspects of what we do, instead of being thrown into maybe some more advanced things where it's can be a bit overwhelming because it is such a broad combat sport and the learning aspect of it. So that's what we try to do, and then amongst that there will be a large amount of competitions for the juniors and senior squads.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.